Pleased to be joined on the line by someone that got an opportunity to see that firsthand. It is Matt Shoemaker, now a member of the Toronto Blue Jays, formerly of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Matt, we appreciate the time today. Thanks for doing it.
Oh, you got it, guys. Thanks for having me.
And, I'm curious for a guy like yourself, this is the first chance you're with a new organization with the Toronto Blue Jays. And what's the transition been like? I'm sure, you've seen a lot of guys that you've gotten to know just, in passing, playing the game of baseball. But what's that transition been like for you joining a new franchise?
Oh, definitely, guys. Yeah. It's actually really exciting, first off. But the transition has been so awesome, exciting, and easy. I'm excited together. It's been a very easy, exciting transition, to say the least. And that's obviously really exciting, and I think it's something about the organization.
What was it about Toronto that kind of attracted you here as you were maybe fielding some other offers? Pitching at the Rogers Centre can be tough. Pitching in the AL East can be kind of tough, too. Did that appeal to you, that kind of different challenge coming from the American League West in Los Angeles?
Sure, yeah. There's a lot of little things that go into the decision making. There's definitely a lot of things, but with that being said, I got a chance to talk to a lot of my teammates who I played with and friends who I played with the Angels, who have played since I knew, and all of them could not stop talking about how much they loved and enjoyed the experience. And obviously, when you win, it's just that much better. So just kind of getting some of their feedback and just knowing the organization, the city, all of that together is absolutely unbelievable. And then, kind of coming into spring this year, several weeks ago, and starting to talk to guys, talking to everybody on the team. I mean, nothing wrong talking to, pitchers, catchers, position players, a group of us just kind of getting together so we can just kind of get this team going the right direction. Because we know as players, in baseball is a beautiful thing. Anybody can win any given day, and we know we're capable of doing that. So we kind of get the clubhouse together, get all the guys tight, and go out there and play and win.
Yeah, and everybody's excited for some of the young guys that we're going to be seeing with this Blue Jays team as early as this season. And Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is the one guy that stands above the rest. And I'm curious for yourself, coming from the Angels, you came up through the minors with a guy like Mike Trout. How do you compare what that was like getting to watch Mike Trout and all the hype surrounding him, and now you're in another situation where you get to watch another, young guy ready to seemingly take the major leagues by storm?
Oh, definitely. And just to be completely honest, I can't really – just given the fact, Mike and I, we came up to the minors, for a good chunk of time together. We got to play a lot together with the Angels. And, and just being around Vladdy for, the last couple of weeks, obviously you see a lot of similarities, as you said. And Grant, we know it's spring training right now, so, there's a lot of, whether it's media or whether it's a little quieter because it's, spring training, it's not the season yet. But it's all relative, It's just super exciting to see, and he's so young, just like, all these guys, has the potential to be a phenom, and that's amazing, so it's great to see.
You had your first spring appearance a couple of days ago. Velocity looked like it was good, 91 to 93. You had a kind of a tough injury-plagued year last year, had surgery. How are you feeling as the spring's kicking into high gear here, getting ready for opening day?
I feel absolutely great, kind of thing I've been saying, which is extremely true. I feel very physically and mentally excited and ready to go. Like I said, I feel great. Like I said, just physically where I'm at, the strength's going to keep building. And then obviously, mechanically, you start to work stuff out through spring, your timing, any of that stuff, to get ready, for a great season. So, feeling very excited and feel great.
Well, we wish you the best of luck this season, Matt. Stay healthy. Thanks for doing this, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, definitely, guys. Thanks for having me.